Chapter 8. Scrooge visits Fred's house. The ghost of Christmas Present takes Scrooge back to the land. They travel over a wide moor. They come back to the suburbs of the city. Scrooge sees a big house with a beautiful garden around it. It is full of light and music and happy laughing voices. It is a great surprise to Scrooge to see that it is his nephew Fred's house. The cheerful living room is decorated for Christmas. There is a tall Christmas tree with baubles on it in the corner, a nativity scene on the table, and green garlands everywhere. It is full of family and friends, talking, eating, drinking and laughing. The ghost stands smiling near Scrooge's nephew, enjoying the scene, but no one can see him. Scrooge sees his nephew laughing with his young wife, the same girl that Scrooge didn't want to meet.
Uncle Ebenezer says that Christmas is humbug,
Fred is saying to his wife.
And I think he really believes it.
That is a pity, Fred. He must be a very unhappy, lonely old man,
replies Scrooge's niece sincerely. She is a pretty woman, very pretty. She has dimples in her cheeks, a sweet mouth, and a kind, soft face. Her smile is warm and welcoming. Everyone likes her. She has the sunniest eyes of any woman Scrooge knows. She is a lovely young woman.
He is a funny man,
Scrooge's nephew continues.
That's the truth. He is not unpleasant. I have nothing bad to say about him. But he is strange.
He's very rich, isn't he, Fred?
Asks his wife.
I believe so, but that is not important. I don't care about his money.
Well, I must say,
says Scrooge's niece,
he must be very miserable living like that.
Her sisters and the other ladies agree with her.
Don't be angry with my uncle, dear. I suppose he has his own problems. He thinks he doesn't like us, but doesn't even know why. I asked him to come here and spend Christmas with us, but he doesn't want to come. So what happens? He doesn't have a Christmas dinner.
He certainly missed a very good dinner,
laughs Scrooge's niece. Everyone agrees it was a wonderful dinner.
Let's play a game,
shouts Fred then, and all the family and friends come round him to join in the game. First, there is a party game for the children. A young man chases the niece's fat sister. He can't see because he has a blindfold over his eyes. Oh, he is falling everywhere. He catches a girl, but she screams and runs away. He must start again. They spin him round, and away he goes. The niece doesn't want to play the game. She is content to watch the fun, sitting in her comfortable chair. Scrooge and the ghost stand behind her, watching too. Scrooge looks at her, and then at the others playing. He enjoys the happy, noisy scene.
I have a new game,
says Fred after a few minutes.
It is a game called Yes and No.
Scrooge's nephew must think of something. The others must find out what he is thinking about by asking him questions to which he can only answer yes or no. They all laugh with delight. What a lovely game. They begin.
Is it an animal?
Yes,
he replies, smiling.
An unfriendly animal?
Yes.
And so they continue. At every new question, Scrooge's nephew laughs. Soon the niece's fat sister calls out,
I know the answer, Fred. You're thinking of your uncle, Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's the right answer. Everyone laughs and laughs. They think she is very clever.
Come now,
says Fred then.
Let's drink to my uncle's health.
And he fills their glasses. Scrooge is confused. He looks at the ghost.
Does my nephew think I am a bad person?
He asks.
What do you think?
Replies the ghost. Scrooge doesn't know. He feels very tired now. Many things have happened tonight. His mind is full of new impressions and old memories. He wants to go back to his bed and sleep. He turns to the ghost.
Are spirits' lives short?
He asks.
My life on this earth is very short. It ends tonight,
replies the ghost of Christmas Present.
Tonight?
Cries Scrooge.
Yes, tonight at midnight. Listen, the time is near,
says the ghost. At that moment, the bells of the church nearby strike 12 o'clock. Scrooge looks out of the window in the direction of the sound. When he turns back, the ghost is gone.